Acts chapter 27. And when it was determined that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. And entering into a ship of Adramptium, we embarked, meaning to sail by the coasts of Asia, when Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we put in at Sidon. And Julius courteously treated Paul, and gave him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself. And when we had put to sea from there, we sailed close to Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea near Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing to Italy, and he put us on it. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and were hardly come off Cnidus, the wind not allowing us, we sailed close to Crete, off Salmon. And, with difficulty passing it, came unto a place which is called the Fair Havens, near to which was the city of Lycia. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them, and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage would be with hurt and much damage, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless the centurion believed the captain and the owner of the ship, more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to depart from there also, if by any means they might arrive at Phoenix, and there to winter, which is a haven of Crete, and opens toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, raising anchor, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind, called Euroclydon. And when the ship was cut, and could not bear up into the wind, we let her be driven. And running under a certain island which is called Cauda, we had much work to secure the boat, which when they had hoisted it, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and, fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, struck sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence Paul stood forth in the midst of them, and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have set sail from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar, and, lo, God has given you all them that sail with you. Therefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. However, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the sailors deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded, and found it 20 fathoms, and when they had gone a little further, they sounded again, and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern, and wished for the day. And as the sailors were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under pretense as though they would have cast anchors out of the bow, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat, and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take food, saying, This day is the 14th day that you have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Therefore I pray you to take some food, for this is for your health, for there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread, and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some food. And we were in all in the ship 276 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship, and cast out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain bay with a shore, into which they were minded, if it were possible, to drive in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and released the rudder bands, and hoisted up the foresail to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the bow stuck fast, and remained unmovable, but the stern was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they who could swim should cast themselves first into the sea, and get to land. And the rest, some on boards, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass, that they escaped all safe to land.